Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. We've added a new question and answer segment to the show. Since I'm a life and motivational coach, I'm going to answer any questions you may have about your personal journey to success. Today's question is from a listener who's feeling like they have no support from family and friends. So let's jump right in. The listener's question is, I have no support from my family and friends, and it's upsetting to me. It appears the listener has been pursuing their goals and dreams, and they feel like they don't have the encouragement they need from their family and friends. First of all, I commend you for your commitment to your goals. I do know that feeling unsupported by family and friends can feel like another obstacle in your life you need to overcome. But you have to remember that you are not alone in this journey. But you may need to walk in silence and not share your dreams and goals with them. That way you don't feel discouraged when you don't receive the support or reaction you feel you want or need. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people in this world who are not chasing their own goals or dreams, or have not found their purpose or gift that God has given them. So seeing someone that is pursuing their goals and dreams or have found their purpose sometimes makes people feel bad about themselves because they haven't found the fire in them to start their own. So I need you to listen to this. It's normal to seek someone's sincere happiness or acknowledgement for your achievements and encouragement from those in your inner circle. But it's important to know, not everyone will understand or support our dreams, goals, or be sincerely happy for us, and sometimes it may be confusing. The reaction from other people are normally because of their own fears, insecurities, or limitations, and it's truly not a reflection of your own potential. I need you to remember that. So now, you may be wondering, how do you continue with your journey without the support from your family and friends? If you are not getting the support you need from them, then find encouragement and motivation from elsewhere. That's all you got to do. Try and find people who may share the same passions and goals. Join online communities, attend networking events, or seek mentorship from those who have once walked the path you are trying to pursue. You also need to make sure you are surrounding yourself with positive influences, because that will help make up for the support you are not receiving from family and friends. Your support system may not be your family and friends, but your support system may just be other people or resources in your life that will provide you with the support and guidance you need. Like, for instance, me. When I first started this podcast, I thought I could count on family members that would support me. But it didn't happen that way. Maybe they was too busy or whatever. But as I kept going on this journey with Real Talk with Reginald D, my biggest supporters was people that I don't even know. And I guess it had to happen that way. Because if you look at the rankings in all the countries listening to me, it's bigger than my family. It's bigger than my friends. It's been time in my life where I had challenges. And I thought that my family and my friends would be there for me to help me overcome them. But it didn't happen that way, for whatever reason. But I remember a scripture that came to my mind as I was going through challenges in my life one time. I was praying to God every day, God help me. God get me through this. God do this for me. But the scripture, Micah 4th chapter 9th verse, came to my mind one day. It said, why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Once that scripture resonated with me, I understood then that I was a king of my journey. So you got to understand, everybody can help you. They're not meant to be there for you. You are the king of your own journey. It's up to you at the end of the day. Now, let me say this. You must also focus on building yourself up. And by doing this, you will build a strong internal support system. Work hard on your self-beliefs. Work hard on your confidence and your abilities. Develop a powerful strength and resilience. So you got to remind yourself daily of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the value you bring with the gift you have received from God. He gave you this gift. Remember that your worth and value is not determined by others' validation of you. Now, are you finding yourself less motivated because of the lack of support from your family and friends? If you are, then you need to use it as fuel to propel you forward and push you to the next level. Let the non-support serve as a reminder of your inner strength and resilience. You have the power to get it done. Turn your feelings of sadness or disappointment into determination to push you to the next level, man. Now, I got a challenge for the week ahead. Ask one family member or friends for their help, which gives them the opportunity to change. And if they still don't provide the support you need, then it's time to turn elsewhere for your support. Take a moment to think about people in your life who do support you. It might be a mentor, a colleague, or even a stranger who believes in your potential. God puts people in your life that needs to be in your life. Reach out to them and express your gratitude. Sometimes all it takes is a few words of encouragement to reignite your motivation and remind you that you are not alone on this journey, because you're not. Remember, you are the one that has the power to create the life you deserve and desire, regardless of the support or lack of support from family and friends. You need to stay focused, stay resilient, and never lose sight of your dreams, because that's what's important. To my listener, thank you so much for the question, and I truly hope it helps you and any other listeners who may be feeling this way today. Don't forget to send your questions to me via email at rsherman@realtalkwithreginald.com or visit my website at realtalkwithreginald.com and instant message me on the website. Or you can just send a message on there as well, or message me on social media platforms. Just search for Real Talk with Reginald D. And do me a favor. Make sure you share this episode with your family and friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can receive alerts every Tuesday and Thursday when new episodes are published. I know it's a lot of information, but if you just go to realtalkwithreginald.com and explore my website, you will find everything you need there. By the way, you will be able to find all the links in the show notes as well. That's all for today's episode, fam. I hope you find this episode insightful. Remember, you have the power, strength, and resilience to accomplish your goals. You just got to go for it. As always, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay faithful and keep empowering your life. See you next time.